Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. My friend, author Sarah Bessie, has a couple of quotes for us, because I know it says sermon in the bulletin. So some of you came for a sermon. You're going to get the shortest sermon you've ever had. Others of you are like, how dare they put a sermon in on the pageant day? Don't worry. You can get a sermon any other day or on the podcast. But I want you to hold the word peacekeeping in your mind. Think about what comes to mind when you hear that word peacekeeping. Who in your heart does it? What uniform are they wearing? What does it look like? I wonder where it takes you, that word. Then I want you to hear another word called peacemaking. I wonder what comes to mind. Peacekeeping, peacemaking. Both of those words pray into the words of the prophet Isaiah, who proclaimed those words years and years ago, but for us today. For peacekeeping says, the mountains have always been there. But peacemaking says, let's cast the mountains into the sea and do things differently. Let's get to the work of making peace together, disrupting, dismantling, freeing. Let's step into the way of shalom for all people. And every day we show up to do it, we repair the world just a little bit more. So if you weren't sure why you got out of bed this morning, except to cheer on those you love, if you weren't sure what you're hoping for or yearning or praying for this morning, your presence here is connected to Christ's way of peacemaking. Every time you look fear in the face, like our little ones are going to do today, for some of them it's their first time speaking publicly or singing in front of everyone. There are lots of things to remember and hold on to. And I said to them this morning, instead of saying, I can't do it, or I'm not sure, or I forget my lines, you say the words the angel said, the words Jesus said to us, do not be afraid. Could you just whisper that to yourself this morning? Because there are a lot of grown-ups here, friends, that needed to hear that. They won't even do what I say. They're so stubborn. Do not be afraid. If you're not saying it for yourself, just turn and say it to your neighbor, because they may need to be reminded. I know, turning to your neighbor, very scary thing, but they're doing it out of peace. Okay, come back to me. I never said, like, ask your neighbor their whole life story, did I? Every day we show up to do it, we repair the world just a little bit more. We look hopelessness in the face and declare the hope of the Lord for change and safety and renewal of all things. So we put ourselves into real work, however humble and imperfect. We find the gift of doing things, of making things, of creating things, of healing things, of feeding people, or bringing order out of chaos in small ways. We'll make coffee in the morning and hot meals to gather around the table at supper. We'll learn to love what our teenagers love and read good books. We'll pray for our enemies and write letters and send money and fold clothes and drop off meals with an extra bag of groceries. We'll advocate with the marginalized and amplify the oppressed. We will disrupt the empire with grins on our faces. That's how you know if you're peacemaking. If you're doing it from a place where your body is all tensed up and angry, you find the center in the peace and the love of God. And you get to do it every day.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.